Good afternoon, I'm Mitchell Clem. South Coast Police are hunting for a couple of wanted 18-year-olds. Ethan Farrell has an outstanding arrest warrant for break and enter. The cops say he's known to hang around Koolala Bay, Kalburra and Orion Point, while Thomas Steen visits those areas as well as Fig Tree and Nowra. He's wanted for traffic and property offences. You can see their mugshots and descriptions on our news page. A decision to approve a tender for the Barrel Memorial Hall refurbishment may be short-lived. At Wednesday's council meeting, the vote was split at 4-all to give the job to Bell Martyr Proprietary Limited for a lump sum of more than $5.8 million. Mayor Duncan Gehr using his casting vote, but a rescission motion has since been lodged. Mayor Gehr says it's been a difficult job trying to accommodate all the user groups.
They appear to be mainly concerned that the music that they produce will not be amplified enough throughout the hall. The conversation with the architect feels that that's been taken into consideration and that it will be a much better outcome.
A former Southern Region police officer accused of assaulting a 21-year-old man during an arrest at Sanctuary Point in January 2019 is heading to court. The 45-year-old has been charged with two counts of assault occasioning actual bodily harm. He'll face Nowra Local Court on April 26. This Sunday's Rare Disease Day, an opportunity to raise awareness for the estimated 2 million Australians living with a rare disease. Lake Debarry woman Neil Stass and her 15-year-old son Fletcher are in the even more unusual situation, living with two different forms of the rare autoimmune disease, myositis. She says when she discovered her son would have to live with a similar life-changing and debilitating condition, she was devastated, but having a support network has helped them both.
The support network is huge because it gives you confidence when, you know, if you don't understand something, there's probably someone who's been through it and can put it to you in simpler terms than what the doctors do.
And the Flagstaff Group is on the lookout for female mentors who can volunteer their time to support a new program tailored to Shoalhaven women with disabilities. Powering Up is an holistic and practical program to help women develop life and employment skills through mentoring and online workshops. Flagstaff is looking for women from public and private business and community-based sectors who can volunteer their time and resources to help out from March to May. To get involved, visit the Flagstaff website.
QSC's locker room.
The meet at Nowra Speedway set down for tomorrow night has been cancelled. About 70 competitors were heading to the track to take part in the New South Wales Speed Car titles. However, Speedway manager Terry Clark says the wet weather has made it unsafe and they've been forced to call it off. The state speed car titles have been rescheduled for March 27. That's the latest local news, sport and info. For more news 24/7 and the greatest hits all day, check out 2st.com.au.